her best, what her best dish she called for?
Well, just China. Just China dish. Just China dish.
Yeah. And you ate with one of the utensils you put on?
Knife and fork, like everybody else.
Okay, what would you have for breakfast?
Maybe a piece of bread and a cup of coffee with milk. Maybe, I said. And Dama didn't have one. But most of the time we had bread, my mother made her own bread. We had an oven on the outside.
Yeah.
And she'd bake her bread and let it rise all night and then put it in the oven the next morning. And by noon the bread was ready.
She'd bake it with, what would she make it rise
with? Yeast. Yeast. Buy the yeast from the baker shop. And she'd bake her bread and leave it in the kitchen, covered with a towel, and then bring it on the outside in an oven made by my daddy. She just made, bread for us. But she could bake anything you want, bake pies and that, but we never did eat too many pies in the wheelchair. But the oven itself was made out of clay, mud. And
what about a place where you store, say, potatoes or something like that?
Well, you have a little storage bin.
Okay. Was there a room maybe off the kitchen where you like keep dishes or canned goods or anything like that?
No, everything was built in cabinets. You didn't have a fancy cabinet, but you had a cabinet for your canned goods. Then you had a cabinet for your dishes on the top. The canned goods went on the bottom, the dishes went on the top.
Your mother put flowers in
a bowl, in a dish. We might have had one flower, flower vase. But we never had too much flour around this road,
you told me things came in barrels. They have wood around. They have those metal.
In order to hold the wood around the barrel. It was more of a piece of steel, iron. Some kind of metal hook. And he used to fit around his barrel, you see. But everything you bought in the days that we talked about was loose. Flour, coffee, beans, sugar.
Okay, what did, sugar might come, 50 pounds of sugar would come in what?
In a barrel. Everything come in barrels. You went in the store, you asked for a nickel worth of sugar. That was enough to last you 4 or 5 days, maybe a week.
Did you ever take corn and have it?
Ground? Yeah, the cornmeal? Oh yeah, we went to the gristmill to call it. Cornmeal.
Your father gristmill?
No, we never did grow enough. We never did grow enough, but we used to go buy it from the mill. And
it would come in a what kind of sack?
Well, in a just a regular gunny sack, we used to call it. And the man that sold it had paper bags. He went and bought you 5 pounds. Maybe a dime's worth, If you felt like eating the cornbread, which we had a whole lot of. My mother used to make cornbread for us at night.
Yeah.
And we had cornbread and our supper.
How would she make that up? Did your mother ever cook on the fireplace?
No. We cooked on the stove, on a wooden stove. Had a 4-boy and a wooden stove. 4 holes,
And she'd be out in the yard, you'd be out in the yard, she'd need some fire,
bring a load of wood. Bring some wood. We used to go outside and we ought to have all our wood cut when we wasn't doing anything else. And when she hollered wood, we just bring it right on in the house.
You bring in
a
what? How much?
Well, we bring a armful at a time, and then we go back if we need some more, we'll get some more. That was one of the chores that had to be done every day, bring the wood.
Yeah.